The Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal head-on crash in Tuscarawas County. 24-year-old Dalton Miller of West Lafayette died Monday afternoon when his car crossed left of center and struck a northbound SUV on Stone Creek Road in York Township. A passenger in Miller's vehicle was hospitalized at Mercy. The SUV's driver was taken to Akron General Medical Center, and a 2-year-old in the second vehicle was treated at the scene. All occupants were wearing seatbelts. Unemployment is up slightly in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the January jobless rate at 5%, up from 4.4% in December, but still below 5.7% in January 2025. Figures were delayed by the government shutdown. Carroll County also saw an increase to 5.4%, Columbiana rose to 5.5%, and Mahoning climbed to 6.5%. Portage County's rate jumped to 4.9%. Ohio's unemployment declined to 4.3%. Alliance City Council took little action Monday due to absent members. With Sheila Cherry and Philip Mastriani missing, lawmakers did not vote on legislation including union contracts, an amended list of roadways for the 2026 road resurfacing and overlay program, or the continuation of a tax abatement agreement. Council agreed to return 3 previously rejected employee contracts to the April 20th agenda, as questions remain about how pay raises will be funded. Council approved 2 appointments, William Cunyon to the UDAG Revolving Loan Committee and John Gross to the Civil Service Commission. Canton City officials will take ownership of the downtown AEP building for $1. Council approved the acquisition Monday, including the building at 301 Cleveland Avenue Southwest and parking lots. AEP will lease 1 floor back and continue operations. The repository reports the city plans to study the building's operating costs and future use, with renovations to follow. Officials say the site could house a first floor safety center, city departments, and on-site evidence storage. Officials expect the project to preserve downtown office space, keep jobs in the area, and improve multi-agency collaboration. Louisville City Council passed legislation to ban the feeding of wildlife Monday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
In response to complaints from neighbors at the March 16th meeting, Council gave initial approval to Ordinance 2619, prohibiting the placement of food or garbage which attracts wildlife, with the exception of elevated stationary feeders for songbirds. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources provided Law Director Tanya Rogers with 6 reasons not to feed the geese, ducks, fowl, deer, or raccoons. The ordinance bans feeding on any property within 200 feet of public property or within 150 feet of another private property. Mayor Councilmember Corey Street administered the oath of office to newly named Councilmember Mike Johnson prior to the agenda items, and Council approved by emergency an opt-out electric aggregation agreement for 18 months at 10.53 cents per kilowatt hour.
A Stark County grand jury has indicted a Canton man on 4 felony counts involving obscene material with minors. The charges against 34-year-old William Blackovich allege he sold or provided obscene material and possessed similar material in July 2025. Blackovich was arrested Friday and is scheduled for arraignment this Friday in Common Pleas Court. A man wanted in connection with a series of violent incidents in Canton is in custody. 20-year-old Caleb Weston was arrested Monday. He allegedly kicked in an apartment door on Allen Page Drive Southeast and threw a metal rod at a man, striking him in the face March 25th. Weston also faces charges for an earlier March 13th door-breaking incident. His co-defendant, 20-year-old Jacob Weston, was arrested last month and charged with aggravated robbery, but prosecutors dismissed that charge Monday. Both men allegedly assaulted the same victim with wooden sticks and stole his keys March 26th in incidents stemming from a failed relationship. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is celebrating a significant drop in violent crime. This year, the Sheriff's Office did not qualify for federal Justice Assistance Grant funding, the first time since Sheriff Bruce Zukowski took office. Violent crime has dropped so much that the county no longer meets the grant requirements. Sheriff Bruce Zukowski says this reflects proactive policing, strong community partnerships, and safer neighborhoods. A nonprofit founder facing theft charges is now also accused of domestic violence. 52-year-old Amanda Kiger of East Liverpool pleaded not guilty Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to a charge stemming from a Saturday incident where police say she struck a man. She was released on a $5,000 recognizance bond and ordered to have no contact with the alleged victim. A pretrial is set for June 3rd. Kiger is also accused in Common Pleas Court of stealing more than $150,000 in charitable donations from River Valley Organizing. Sebring Village Council has welcomed Christopher Frazier as the new village manager. Frazier, who most recently managed Delta, Ohio, started Monday. He succeeds Tim Gabrelsik, who is leaving after 3 years to pursue other opportunities. Council held a special session and appointed Gabrelsik as assistant manager until April 16th to aid with the transition. Also on Monday, Council conducted a second reading on public records policy changes. They set fees of up to $75 an hour for police body camera and vehicle video requests. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.